This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, January 3rd, 2014. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a very busy show today. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Claire is going to be joining us in hour number two today. Normally she does hour number three, but the reason she's joining us in hour number two is because Boujema Razgui, the flutist who had his instruments destroyed at the John F. Kennedy Airport, will be our guest in the third hour, talking about just this incredible piece of nonsense. It's already gone viral all over the internet. One or two corporate media outlets have sort of deigned to notice it. I think the Boston Globe was one of them. It is just an example of this over-the-top repression this government is dishing out to everybody. And what you need to understand here is this arbitrary designation that pieces of wood pose a pathogenic threat to American agriculture. And first of all, I didn't realize we grew all that much bamboo here. But that could be applied to any piece of wood, an oboe, a clarinet, a bassoon, a violin, a guitar. And our at latest word, U.S. Customs is refusing to apologize for destroying the flutes. They are standing by their determination that these bamboo musical instruments represented a threat to America's agriculture. Because right now, the government has to maintain that illusion of governmental infallibility. Even when we're wrong, we're right. They can't back off. They can't admit error. They can't apologize, because then the whole facade of presumed infallibility comes down. Which, by the way, the only one who sees a facade of presumed infallibility is the government itself when it stares into the mirror every morning and chants to itself, they still believe us, they still believe us, they still believe us. Now, turning on down to the bottom of the world, as we reported, the crew and scientists on the Russian expedition ship Academic Sholkalski have been rescued by helicopter. The Chinese polar resupply ship that was trying to reach them, the Xulong, which also got stuck in ice, cannot be reached. The third icebreaker that went in can't even get to that ship. And now they're saying they may have to abandon the ship, be airlifted out. And of course, in that ice, these ships will not be there for very, very long. They will be ground up into scrap metal. The ships are lost. And it's just this just gets better and better and better. I'm glad nobody got hurt, but it is a huge, ironic embarrassment for the global warming movement. They're trying to cover it up. They're trying to counter it. They're trying to come out with spin. We're going into this weekend's game with the 49ers and the Packers, and they're basically expecting 8-degree weather. Coldest the game has ever been played in. The bookies are saying this might actually give the Packers the advantage because they're used to the cold weather and the San Franciscans aren't. But we'll see. Winter storm headed for New York. They were predicting 10 inches of snow and wind chills below zero. They were predicting a foot of snow in Massachusetts. I just traded text messages with my brother who's currently in Boston. He says it's 2 feet of snow already. It's already gone way past the predictions. Another story out of Boston CBS Local, bitter cold temperatures, wind chills could reach record low. Another story over here in Minnesota, CBS affiliate, a freeze is coming Minnesota hasn't seen in nearly 20 years. It's a 20-year record cold that's coming in. They're just looking at these temperatures. Even the corporate media is having to say, wow, is this thing cold? Meanwhile, over at MSNBC, Chris Hayes is complaining about all of us bloggers who are just pointing out these stories of snow and ice as to try and cast doubt on the dogma of human-caused global warming. He's got a new term for us. He's called it snow trolls. We're all snow trolls because we go out looking for stories about snow and ice to cast doubt on the absolutely proven science of human-caused global warming. And what's really bizarre is he came out there and he made a statement on the air. The global warming scientists never said that there wasn't going to be more snow and ice and cold. Wrong. Of course they did. March 20th, 2000, UK Independent. Snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Over in my ClimateGate webpage, we got that video about the former head of Greenpeace challenged on his prediction that Greenland would lose all its ice in 20 years. That was more than 10 years ago. Greenland still has all of its ice. In fact, it's got a little bit more. Al Gore, in 2007, 2008, and 2009, predicted an ice-free Arctic by 2013. Wrong again. This year's Arctic ice cap was 50% larger than last year. The reason these ships got into trouble down to Antarctica is they're looking at their computer models. Oh, it's global warming. The ice will be melted. They're stuck. The Antarctic ice shelf is 26% larger than it was this time last year. Now, a story came out over here the website of the Old Farmer's Almanac. See, they're up there with it. They're up with the current time, where they're basically putting online their long-range weather forecast for the U.S., and it says basically a decline in solar activity, which is what we've been telling you all along, combined with ocean atmosphere patterns, Pacific, will result in below normal temperatures and above normal snowfall during most of the winter across much of the United States of America. Now, if you are a farm kid like me, you've grown up knowing that these forecasts in the Farmer's Almanac are amazingly, amazingly accurate. Now, they don't do today, tomorrow, next week. It's basically seasonal, monthly. Big storms coming in toward the end of this month. Very general, but they're very, very, very accurate. Certainly better than the corporate media's talking weather girl. Britain's coast battered by 30-foot waves, high tides, giant hailstones, rain. Just keeps going on here. Pakistan is in a record cold wave. They're not prepared for it. We're hearing from all over the world. By the way, little scandal brewing over there in Israel. Israel, of course, has been arresting Palestinian children to sort of send a message to their parents. And apparently they're being kept in outdoor cages, subject to the freezing storms that are now hitting Israel. Ersabat Bathory used to do this to the servant girl she wanted to kill. Lock him in a cage outside in the snow and ice. Now, interestingly enough, over at newsbusters.com, they did a survey, and of the 41 stories about the trapped Russian ship, the Academic Shokalsky, only one admitted it was a global warming research expedition. All of the other 40 stories that they surveyed, the ship was described as tourists or just didn't even mention it at all. They know this is a huge, huge slap in the face for the global warming carbon tax, carbon credit agenda, and they're trying to de-link the story as hard as they can. It's not working. That's what the independent media is for. We're here to make these points for you because the corporate media will not. Down in Australia, article in taxnews.com, the government there, the Prime Minister's chief business advisor, has basically come forward and said that Australia's carbon tax has killed, his word, Australian manufacturing. It basically came out and said Australia is hostage to climate change madness. The scientific delusion, the religion behind the climate crusade is crumbling. And pointed out, for every green job created, 2 to 3 other jobs are lost. It is harmful to the economy. The carbon tax is harmful to the economy. It's great for the government that collects the carbon tax. It's great for all these scammers buying and selling these carbon credits. It is. It's just a money-making scam. And Obama is going to hit us with a carbon tax as soon as all this snow and ice starts to melt away. That's why they're still trying to push global warming, even with this record-setting storm. Because he can't wait. The expected tax revenues from Obamacare are not going to be there. He needs another way into your wallet. I guarantee you that's what's going to happen come the melting season. We'll be right back.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, stepping back to that Newsbusters survey of the corporate media coverage of the global warming expedition that got stuck in the Antarctic ice, only one out of 41 news reports mentioned it was a global warming research expedition. Why were they there? Well, because they're funded to prove that global warming is melting the Antarctic ice. And if you need photos and videos of melting Antarctic ice, of course you go down there at the start of the summer season. That's why they were there at this time of year. It's the start of summer in the southern hemisphere. Oh, look at all the melting ice. It's proof of global warming. No, it's proof that ice melts in summer. Or so they thought. And then they got stuck. And now the second ship is stuck. And they're talking about abandoning it. And the corporate media is trying as hard as they can to sort of separate the story away from the huge embarrassment that these so-called global warming Antarctic ice experts got caught in their unexpectedly thick, heavy ice. Not very smart they are. So over at ingeniouspress.com, they had an article, Happy News Year, talking about the decline of the news. And they're talking about how it's not a challenge to identify important stories the media missed. It's getting hard to find anything of substance that the media actually gets right. And they're talking about the transition of the American media-consuming public away from the traditional corporate-owned news outlets and coming to the independent media, Republic Broadcasting, WhatReallyHappened.com. I was on another radio interview earlier today where we were talking about this, how our numbers continue to go up. The corporate media is in absolute panic. They don't know what to do. As long as they are constrained by their corporate owners and their Mockingbird and COINTELPRO government handlers to go on lying to the public, they are going to go on losing audience. And there's no way to reverse that. And it's absolutely, absolutely true. Now, speaking of the corporate media, apparently, over at the Daily Current, and you need to understand the Daily Current is a satire and humor site like The Onion. It's not as obvious, unfortunately. And apparently the Daily Current ran a story that on the first day of legal marijuana sales in Colorado, 37 people died of marijuana overdoses. And apparently the story got picked up by the corporate media and quoted as authoritative news all over the place until somebody finally came forward and said, look, that's a joke. And the reality is, no, nobody died of a marijuana overdose the first day of legal sales in Colorado. You smoke too much marijuana, you fall asleep, you stop smoking. Problem corrects itself. Now then, let's get on to Obamacare, because right now the Democrats are realizing they are in trouble going into November's elections. Remember last year when the Democratic National Committee basically declared that all Democratic candidates running this year are supporting Obamacare. Basically sent out the order, you will support this. The president needs the tax revenues. You will support this. And it's just turned into a disaster, regardless of whether you believe the official stated objective of Obamacare or whether you understand that it was simply a cash grab for the health insurance companies with part of the money going to the federal government to try and keep things propped up. It's a disaster. There's nothing about Obamacare that worked out in any kind of a positive way. And so now we're seeing this article over at MoneyMorning.com where the Obamacare issue has ignited a revolution, a split inside the Democratic Party, where a lot of Democrats are saying, we have to jump this ship or we're going to get dragged down with it. It's January. They're heading for the lifeboats. Recent poll from the Washington Post, 42% of Democrats are against Obamacare. So it's just turned out to be an absolute disaster. Now we're seeing a story come out today where the state's attorneys generals across the United States of America have stated that Obama's fixes to Obamacare, where he simply takes the law and he rewrites it on his desk and he doesn't send it back to Congress, that's illegal. And they are absolutely correct. The president cannot write the laws from the desk of the Oval Office or from Air Force One or from whatever golf course he's on this afternoon. The law, if it has to be changed by Congress. And so there are lawsuits starting up about that one. There's another lawsuit, CISL versus Health and Human Services, that is going up to basically challenge the IRS fines for failing to sign up for the new, more expensive health care coverage under the principle that the provisions for IRS penalties and TARP originated in the United States Senate. This violates what's called the origination clause for all revenue measures. In the Constitution, revenue measures must originate in the House of Representatives. Then the Senate gets to say yes or no, to work out their differences, and it goes back for another vote. But they have to start in the House of Representatives, because traditionally the House of Representatives, like the House of Commons in Britain, on which it was modeled, represents ordinary working class people. The United States Senate is akin to the House of Lords, the rich and wealthy people who just want to have more money to spend. And as a check on runaway government spending, the Constitution said only the House of Representatives can introduce revenue measures. So they're going to take this to court, and they're going to try and challenge the penalty clauses of the Affordable Care Act on the basis of violating the origination clause. It sounds good. I'm not sure they'll get anywhere, because Congress already violated the origination clause in TARP. Remember TARP? TARP was in the House of Representatives. It failed. It absolutely failed. Then they went over to the Senate and they passed their version of TARP that was then taken back to the House of Representatives, and following a lot of arm twisting and threats of tanks in the street, the House ratified it. And they took trillions of your dollars and they gave them to Wall Street to loan back to you at interest, but Wall Street put most of it in their pocket through bonuses. And it violated the origination clause of the United States Constitution, and nobody in the federal government did a thing about it. It is obvious at this stage in the nation's history, the federal government has abandoned even the pretext of trying to comply with the United States Constitution. They're openly at war with the United States as it was founded. They don't like to have to play by those rules. Obama has declared this 100-mile constitution-free zone around the borders of the United States of America. Well, since the federal government's authority rests on that constitution, doesn't that mean the federal government no longer has authority within 100 miles of a border? Of course not, in their point of view. Their point of view is, yes, we're still in charge. You just don't have that pesky Bill of Rights to get in our way. So it's getting out there. The retiring chief of police of New York made some caustic comments on his way out. He's still defending his stop and frisk program, even though it was declared unconstitutional. And he said, but crime went down, but crime was going down anyway all across the nation. Frankly, I think crime would really drop if they did warrantless stop and frisk searches on Wall Street in Washington, D.C., not the poor neighborhoods. And I think they really ought to do. And we do live in a country where the only ones who are subject to the law and arrest and prosecution are the poor people. Look at how much damage and destruction all those Wall Street executives did in 2008, and not one of them got arrested. Iceland had the right idea. They threw those crooked bankers in prison. They kicked out the government that helped them do it. They've written off all the debt created through fraud. Why aren't we not doing that here? We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Russia Today is reporting on the volume of petitions at the White House We the People website that have gone unanswered. Remember when Obama came into office, he set up this little petition website at the White House official website where you could go in and you could set up a petition, and if enough people signed it, the White House promised they would respond. And a lot of petitions got put up, and they met the threshold for response. There was no response other than to raise the threshold. It started up, I think, was 50,000, and then they put it up to 200,000 because they got tired of all these very embarrassing petitions meeting the threshold. Other petitions were put up, met the 200,000 signature threshold, still going ignored. It's another reminder that the federal government is nothing but illusion and public relations, managing your perceptions, herding you around like livestock. They have no respect for you as human beings, or they wouldn't lie to you so much. Now, over at my catbird seat, they have an article about the possible kerfuffle that might kick up between the Israel lobby and the American people over this new Iran sanctions bill that is being ramrodded through the Congress by Israel's supporters. Now, remember, the United States agreed to the P5+1 deal with Iran. Iran is keeping up, so far, their end of the deal. In fact, they announced just last week that progress was being made toward a more long-term solution. Now, the United States agreed to reduce sanctions on Iran if Iran would reduce their level of enrichment. Iran agreed to that, and immediately the United States expanded the sanctions, completely contrary to their commitment. This is the United States trying to wreck this deal because The Wall Street bankers want a war with Iran. The oil companies want a war with Iran. Israel certainly wants a war with Iran as long as Americans have to go fight it. The world sees the United States as the bad guys, and the American people understand that it is Israel's lobby and all of Israel's whores, for lack of a better word, in the United States Congress that are trying to create yet another war for our war-weary nation on behalf of a foreign government. And there's a lot of outrage being expressed over the Israel lobby and its special privileges and protections. They're not subject to the same legal controls that the lobbies for other governments are. It's the special relationship we know, which, by the way, everyone keeps saying that. There's a U.S. and Israel have a special relationship. Oh, what's special about it? We can't tell you that. Just trust us. It's special. And a lot of people are starting to say it's time to re-examine that. Why are we in a special relationship? Why, when American women and children and men are sleeping in the streets and eating out of trash dumpsters, is the U.S. government still sending huge sums of U.S. taxpayer dollars to Israel? Why are we on the hook to Israel? Why are we obligated to them? Even if you accept the official story of what went on in World War II, it would be the Nazis that owed Israel reparations. We, the people of the United States of America, sacrificed much blood and treasure, along with the other World War II allies, to stop Nazi Germany from doing whatever it is Israel says Germany was trying to do. Shouldn't they, Israel, be grateful to the United States? Should they not be sending money to all those families who lost their breadwinners in World War II? Should they not be replacing all the U.S. tax money that was spent on World War II? Israel doesn't act like they have anything to be grateful for. It's always, that was then, this is now, you have to give me something. Even if you believe the official Orthodox story of the Holocaust, we had nothing to do with it. We weren't part of it. We're not even in the same country. And we owe nobody anything for crimes that we ourselves do not commit. Israel's apparently testing a new long-range missile shield, specifically to deal with threats from Syria, Lebanon, and Iran. You paid for it. We're starting to see questions come out. This is in Pravda. We were talking about this issue before. Just who is the West supporting? Because the situation in Syria, one of the reasons you're not hearing so much about it today is that the Syrian government is starting to take back all the ground held by these hired mercenaries. And apparently a big problem is that Syria's military forces have now sealed off the city of Aleppo. And the problem there is there are a lot of these hired mercenaries still in the city who now are not going to be able to get away from the Syrian government forces. Some of these operatives are CIA, Mossad, MI6, DGSE. They're now trapped. Syria will capture them and put them on display for the world to see, to prove that these other nations, Israel, the United States, Britain, and France, are guilty of a serious breach of international law. Right now, this is why I think Washington, D.C. are taking way too many prescription antidepressants, because the quality of thinking that's been coming out of this administration, it's one foreign policy disaster after another, after another, after another. It's like they're thinking maybe 2-3 days ahead, and what's beyond that is completely invisible to them. And this is why in the long run, going up against Russia is dangerous. Because the Russian culture is very much into playing chess, strategy, thinking long term. And the American culture is poker and hearts and bluffing and bluster and shoving your way through. And in the long run, that's not going to work out very well. Meanwhile, over in Turkey, as a result of the anti-government demonstrations that swept the country last year, the Turkish government has now hit 36 of the protesters with charges of terrorism. Apparently now if you stand up and say the government isn't working very well, that is now considered an act of terror. They're getting very, very loose with that label. Oh, you're a terrorist. What did I do? You littered the front lawn. It's bringing in pest insects. That's an act of terror, and so forth and so on. Little article coming over from GoldSilverWords.com. 2013, the year of J.P. Morgan. Apparently, they did very well. Apparently, they're trying to build their inventory of silver and gold along with Goldman Sachs. And it underscores something we've been talking about for this last year. We're hearing about how there's demand for gold in India that is so high that they're now instituting controls. You're now limited how much gold you can buy if you're a citizen of India. China, the same thing. Huge demand. We see huge demand all over the world, and yet somehow silver and gold prices are being kept down while demand is up. That is a violation of the most basic governing principles of the market, supply and demand. When demand is up, prices should go up, especially in an era of short supply. This alone tells us they're rigging that gold and silver market to discourage people from selling their stocks and getting into metals, discourage people from pulling their money out of the savings accounts and putting them into metals. It's all being manipulated. And, of course, at these artificially low prices, this is when the big Wall Street firms are going to stock up and buy silver and gold. And when the dollar collapses, they'll be at the forefront of saying, oh, yes, bring back the gold and silver standard. It'll be wonderful because we have all the gold and silver. Which is why I'm opposed to a return to the gold and silver standard. Because the very same bankers that made this mess we are in right now are buying up all the silver and gold. I still think the electro is a good way to go. We're going to take a phone call here. Ralph in California. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. Good talking to you again. And just a question, and I asked John Stadtmiller on this, and he would like to know the answer on this, too. It's like, when the founding fathers and when the country started to become a country, you had businessmen and farmers basically doing their thing, and then they had to go run the country part-time, right? It was more of a pain to them to do so.
Well, it was an honorary position, and they were not well rewarded for it, yes.
Okay, all right. And yes, honorary for sure. When did the transition become now where we have these full-time fat cats where they're at and it's a full-time career? When did that happen to change?
I would have to say that it was a gradual transition, the original idea of Congress only meeting periodically was constrained by travel technology of the time. Obviously, it doesn't apply anymore. But I would say the idea of a permanent full-time ruling class of politicians was definitely established at the end of the Civil War, when federal supremacy was firmly established. And, you know, obviously with the Roosevelts, we began to understand that our leadership positions became hereditary.
Okay. All right. So did they feel necessary, or is it just saying we're going to take advantage of this? Or, I mean, do you feel it's necessary? Because in my opinion, you should go back to part-time and run a business. So then,
well, I absolutely agree with you on that one. I think our government would be a lot better if we had a Congress filled of butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, carpenters, people who actually know how to do things. But we don't. And with the arrogance of anybody who is expert at a very narrow field of study, they figure everything else is irrelevant for them to know. And that's why they're stuck. That's why they're stuck trying to maintain the petrodollar and Bretton Woods, because none of those people in Washington, D.C. know how to fix our manufacturing economy, because none of them are manufacturers. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Dan in Oregon. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, thank you very much for accepting the call. Really, I think I have the answer in regards to when the politicians became full-time employees, or if employees at that, in Washington, D.C. And I think President Truman expressed it the most. He said the worst thing that ever happened in Washington, D.C. is when they created air conditioning.
Yeah, that probably had an impact on that one.
Well, anyways, that's my statement. Have a nice day, and you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, getting back to the economic news here. IMF paper warning of a savings tax. Now, do you remember when you were young? Probably wasn't as long ago as it was for me, but we were talking, have a savings account. Put your money in the savings account. You need to save for a rainy day. Save for emergency. Save your money. Well, apparently the money junkies are now so desperate for the last penny from your pocket, they're trying to find ways to discourage savers. Now they're Yellen is describing people with large savings accounts as money hoarders. They're just keeping the money in the bank. They're not putting it to use. Well, in theory, the banks take that money and loan it out to stimulate business, but apparently Yellen doesn't quite get that concept. But the idea is they're trying to find a way to get Americans to take what's left of their money and just throw it out into the economy to try and keep things going a little bit longer. And now the IMF is coming out there saying it's time to tax savings accounts. Basically, what they're talking about is a bail-in or a Cyprus-style haircut or a scalping or a castration, depending upon your point of view. They're just changing the rules to get to the point where if the bankers need your money, they can just come and take it. And you're wrong if you stand up and say, no, you don't have a right to take it. Of course we have a right to take it. We have all these judges that we pay and buy robes for and build court buildings, and they say we can do this, and which is what the court system has become. Under the Constitution, the judiciary was supposed to be there to make sure the government complied with the letter of the law and the Constitution. These days, the court has just become a rubber stamp to tell you, the American people, oh, yes, when the government breaks the Constitution, it's okay for them to do that. Shouldn't doubt us. I got a big, fancy black robe here and a nice big house and a car and a big courtroom and a bench and uniformed guys around me. So, of course, you should believe me when I tell you it's okay for the government to be breaking the Constitution because of 9/11 and the state of emergency. Now, those judges don't really have standing to tell us what to think. For a very simple reason. It's called conflict of interest. Those judges are paid by the United States government. So with precious few exceptions, they will tell you what the government wants them to tell you. And it works only as long as you believe that's the way it's supposed to be. But the way this nation was set up, with the separation of powers to act as checks and balances on each other, the function of the court system is to keep the government compliant with the law. That's what that Supreme Court is there for. And by the way, I would imagine right about now, Chief Justice Roberts is feeling a right idiot for allowing himself to be bamboozled or threatened or coerced into legalizing Obamacare, looking at what an absolute disaster it's turned out to be. The last official act of any government is to loot the nation. That's what all this talk about savings tax and Obamacare taxes, and I guarantee you, come springtime, there'll be a carbon tax out there. Now, I want to get on to the NSA because they've come out with an announcement. NSA is building a quantum computer capable of breaking all forms of encryption. We saw this story out here reported in Russia Today. Oh, yes, the NSA is building this amazing quantum computer capable of breaking all forms of encryption. Well, what's going on here is, as you know, here at this website, we had four NSA challenges, all four of which succeeded in defeating all of the cryptographers who logged in and got the code. The encrypted message, tried to figure it out and could not. Not once. I still have the coffee mug I had in reserve to send on out there. And the point of the exercise is that NSA is able to read all your messages because you're all convinced to use standard, off-the-shelf commercial encryption to which the NSA has the method or has a backdoor. More of the latter, as it turns out, time goes on. Now, the NSA would have been well motivated to break one of my messages and show to the world, yes, we can defeat these new codes, to discourage other people from starting to learn programming and cryptography to keep their communications private from a government that cannot be trusted with your private information. If they could have done it, they would, but they didn't. So I think this is a bluff. We're building a new big super machine that will break all forms of encryption, so don't even try and hide your lives from us. I don't think so. Because back in 2012, the NSA made the exact same announcement that they had built a giant quantum computer to break codes with up at that Utah data center. Didn't help them with my challenges. Didn't help them find that banker who was driving all over the country for a year and a half after embezzling $20 million. Didn't help him find the crypto locker extortionist. Didn't help him find the people breaking into Target. You know, with all the negative press, the NSA is looking to be able to do something positive that'll make them look good in the eyes of the American people. And they can't. Because the truth is, they don't want you to know. They're great at spying at ordinary Americans who aren't taking care to keep their lives private, but they are totally helpless against real criminals, real terrorists or anybody who's really taking responsibility for their own privacy. They can't do it. This quantum computer story is a bluff. And I'll tell you why. The nature of quantum computing is that it is amazingly, blindingly fast on small-scale data. In order to get the speed, the data has to be within the quantum processor's memory space. If it's working on larger data, like scanning through an encrypted message, then it's basically going to be limited by the storage system. The RAM, the disk drives, all of which are conventional. Nobody's come up with quantum SIM cards or quantum hard drives yet. And so all that blazing speed is going to go to waste while they're sitting there waiting for something to come in from that huge little disk farm they've got out there. And I know this from personal experience because many years ago, one of the animation companies I worked for in Hollywood had spent a huge amount of money to buy a connection machine, and it was an amazing thing to see. It was 8,000 little tiny computers in a giant cube, had red lights all over the front of it. It was amazing to watch it work. And they tried to put a rendering engine on there to get high-speed rendering for film and TV. And I did an analysis of what was going on inside that machine, and I discovered that while it was able to do blazingly fast calculations on small data sets, I programmed a Mandelbrot generator in there that was just, it was almost real time. As fast as you zoomed in, you got the finished image. It was amazing. But because rendering involves moving across large scale sets of data, the machine was spending most of its time just moving the data in and out. And that computer power went to waste. And I took the same rendering code and I put it on a little Sun workstation, and I got about 25% of the performance of the connection machine at 1/20th the cost, which did not endear me to upper management, and I soon left the company. So this quantum computing is capable of amazing things within a very narrow class of problems. Systems designers call it the granularity. The granularity of the processor has to match the granularity of the problem, or you're just going to waste a lot of hardware. And I think that's what's going to happen here. And it's ultimately going to be a lot of money spent, and they're not going to get any more results out of it than they do out of healthcare.gov. It's another bluff to discourage you from trying to keep your lives private. And if they get that quantum machine up and running, if it's not already up and running, if they ever get it running, I'll be ready with another NSA challenge for them. I absolutely, absolutely will. Okay, let's see. Another scandal coming out from Facebook. Facebook has apparently been selling your private messages to advertisers without your consent. The complaint in the court is that Facebook misleads you into believing you have a secure private mechanism for communications. The messages inside Facebook, but in fact, Facebook mines that information and profits from the data, sharing them with third parties without your permission. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.